Rav Shor's agadah is very beautiful. He has two agadahs now. There's a little one also. There's this little white one. And then there's the brown one, which was just recently republished. If anyone wants a copy, I can get it for you. $18. My father. These two are different. Yeah.
No. Is this the new one?
Oh, the new one. No, the new one's just a reprint of this one. Okay. But in the Alekach Valibu Vagalish Al Pesach on page 60. Okay. Let's just say one little thing that I think is very important to think about this time of the year as we achieve Cheirus. Cheirus is a complicated thing by year. Cheirus doesn't mean do what you want. Chayrus means to do what you want. I contradict myself. What do you say when you put on your tefillin in the morning? I'll tell you a word from Rav Moshe Feinstein. You put on your tefillin in the morning and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I'm asking for your help. Yeah? V'yanichinu la'avodas Hashem ka'asher im levaveinu. Hashem, let me serve you in the way that is in my heart. Let me serve you in the way that's in my heart. The liaison shouldn't get in the way, and allow me to serve you in the way that's in my heart. So Moshe Feinstein, the very, very back of the Darash Moshe, says, there's what we really want to do, and then there's what we think we want to do. Right? So Cheirus means serving Hashem the way we really want, levaveinu, in the deepest parts of our heart to serve Hashem, and not to think that Cheirus means doing what I want to do, but it's doing what I want to do. Yeah, and here's the difference. What I really want to do, bad, and what I want to do. But it's hard. Cheirus is complicated. Right? Again, we're used to thinking of freedom in a sense of do what you want. And the freedom that comes with Torah is a freedom of do what Hashem wants. But Be'etzim, it's what we really want. So let's see. I'm sure just a little piece to help us understand the... Oh yeah? Okay, the responsibility of freedom. So let's see. Ikri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Everyone sees Man Cheiruseinu? Ikri Yitzias Mitzrayim Hu Lahasig Mashmavur B'divrei Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim. No, Rashbi. Rashbi says that every Jew is a Ben Melech. Now the truth is even more than that. If you look in some of the writings of Zohar and Tikkuni Zohar, a Jew is not only called a Ben Melech, he's called a Melech. So it is fair to call a Jew a Melech. Normally we think of our children, we think of ourselves as the prince, right? You're the Melech, we're the prince. But like we said the other week, the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach, that Talmidei Chacham were called kings, and the truth is really every Jew has a sheiches to his chelek in Torah, and has a sheiches to be called a king. So we're called bnei malachim, and we're called malachim mamish. V'lechein ikri yitzias Mitzrayim, hu amitzvah shel ve'etzem lo sishru vo. We don't have Karan Pesach v'zman hazeh, but of all the sharshe hamitzvos that the chinuch brings, right, where he explains the essence of the mitzvah, he explains the message of the mitzvah. Doesn't say it's the tam of the mitzvah. Except from the Rav in the past, what Shechter has, right? B'shem the Rav. It's not called Tamei HaMitzvos, because we can't give a Tam, a true reason to a mitzvah. But we can say the Sharshei HaMitzvah. We can say what the mitzvah is trying to be mashrish in us, to plant a root in us. So what's the root of Etzem Lo Sish Berubo? Don't break the bone of the Karban Pesach. This is a very famous Chinuch. The Chinuch says, because what type of person breaks bones when he's eating? Shulimid La'adam. Shekol isna'aguso binyanei ha'olam tzrichim lios b'derech shel ben melech. The person who breaks bones to suck out the marrow, right, is not a person who's part of the royal class. You're not going to sit at a royal or a state dinner amongst noblemen. The prince is not going to be sit at the table sucking the bones. It's not kavodik. He has a sense of who he is. He carries himself like a mensch. More than a mensch, like a ben melech. More than like a ben melech, like a melech, mamish. V'lo lios shakua kebehema binyane gashmias. Right, not to be like a lion, you know, eating its prey. V'lo lios shakua kebehema binyane gashmias derech hakelev, hu lishvar atzmos ulochla. Like a dog. Like the dreaded dog, right, that Amalek is compared to. Where they try to suck the bone. Break the bone. Uvezeh mevuar hatshuva leben chacha. She'omrim lo kehilchos ha-pesach in maftiren achar ha-pesach hafikomen. Now we understand. The chacham comes to the table and the chacham really wants to learn. He wants to understand what this night is about. I want to be a ben melech. So we say to the chacham, in maftiren achar ha-pesach hafikomen. We end the meal with the Karban Pesach, and there's no dessert afterwards. What's the pshat? Says the Talmud Yerushalmi, quoted by Tosfos, Pesachim Kuf Chaf, Shu Geder Shelo Lavo Lidei Shviras HaEtzem. The way that we come to eat the Karban Pesach ala Sova, now again, it's an interesting discussion. If you learn through the Sugya, which I haven't fully, but if you learn through the Sugya, how did they eat the Karban Pesach? How did you eat Karban Pesach? At what point in the Seder did you eat the Karban Pesach? So it's an interesting machlokas Rishonim. Some say you ate most of it throughout the meal, and then you just saved the kazayas to eat at the end, ala sova, right? Once you've basically been satiated, you save a drop of room in your stomach for that last kazayas that you eat, you know, the achilas Karban Pesach, b'makom, you know, afikomen, what we call afikomen today. And some say, no. The whole Karban Pesach was dessert. Then what did you eat during the meal? You had shlamim. You had other karbanos that you offered on the Yom Tov. Right? So you'd eat the shlamim over the course of the meal of Shulchan Aruch, and then the whole Karban Pesach would be eaten for dessert. Nafkamina being, I guess, how you pace yourself in terms of how much you eat at each stage of the meal. But it's interesting just to know historically, when did you eat the Karban Pesach? Right? At what point in the Seder did you eat the Karban Pesach? But either way, what the Yerushalmi is emphasizing here is that what? The Karban Pesach was eaten, again, like the Torah already tells us, to be eaten in a state of satiation, to bring us to that final state of satiation. You shouldn't be very hungry when you eat the Karban Pesach. Because if you're hungry, says the Talmud Yerushalmi, what might you come to do? Break the bones. And for a Yid who's celebrating Cheirus and Malchus, breaking the bones would be the greatest disgrace of that Dargo of Malchus or being a Ben Melech. And therefore we say to the Ben Chacham, you want to know what this night is about? It's about being a Melech. It's about being a Ben Melech. And therefore, Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach Avikon, or hinting to the Ben Chacham is what? Shekol HaMitzvos Him Eitzos Lishmor Asa Neshama. Every mitzvah is teaching us what's this whole, what's Yitzchak Mitzvah about? What's Yiddishkeit about? Is what the Chacham is asking. You know what it's about? It's about being a person who's able to be misgaber on the Chomer. That his neshama should be in control of his guf. Pesach, which sets into motion the birth of Klal Yisrael, is critical that a Jew has to know who he is. You're not just a regular Basar Adam. You're certainly not a dog. You're not even a regular human being. You're a Ben Melech. You're not even a Ben Melech. You're a Melech Mamish. Shu'u Derech Malachim. V'chein Shar HaLachos Shiz Naik. Beginune Malchus. To act in a way of what? In a way in accordance with the practices of a kingdom. Of a Melech. Of the noble class. Hakol lelamid la'adam esma alasa. Shebeleil yitzias mitzrayim zachinu lamala hazu. Shekarash baruch hu hotzianu lios amo v'nachalasa. You understand the achrayis of being Hashem's people. Wherever we go, whatever we do. And to feel both, on the one hand, very empowered by that, and to feel very responsible for that. To walk down the street and to know, I'm a Ben Melech, and everything I do matters, and people are looking at me. And even Ben Adam La'atzma. Ben Adam La'atzma. To act in a way, right, that I would act if I was sitting at a royal dinner, even if I'm just eating dinner by myself. To sit in front of a plate of food and to eat it like a Ben Melech. V'zeh derech cheirus shalel pesach lelamid la'adav esma lasu lishmor ma'ilazu. Top of the left column. Melech haynu misha osa masha rotze ve'enu mishubad la'af echar. A Melech does what he wants and he's not bound by others. Lev malachim ein cheke. The depth of the heart of the Melech, ein cheker. It is beyond comprehension. It is beyond explanation. That's exactly why I told you that vart from Moshe Feinstein. Hashem, let get the Yitzhahar out of the way, and allow us to serve you kasherim levaveinu, the way that our heart truly desires. Because in the depths of our heart, all I want to do is serve you. I don't want to eat in a gluttonous fashion. I don't want to serve my body in a way of just seeking pleasure in a hedonistic way. I'm in control. I'm a melech. Yesh bechina shel shtalshus shakadosh baruch hu maniga olamos kafis seder abriya. Yesh bechina shel esgalus nekudas ani nekudas hareishus bnei yisrael mekushar bechinas hareishus. And we have to be leaders. We have to be at the top of the chain. There's an Indian of hareishus bnei bechori yisrael. A bechor, a lashon rachis, bereishis, bishvil yisrael shneku rachis. To always be what? To always hold ourselves to the highest standards, which is why the world holds us to the higher standards. The world is not. It's a very important remez that we have to remind ourselves. You know, like the chinuch writes by the mitzvah of don't take revenge. Don't take revenge because the person who harmed you is not the one who's really sending you the message. Hashem's sending you the message. And this person's just a shliach, as far as you're concerned. So when the United Nations is always picking on Israel, yeah, and the IDF is always being criticized for being unjust, when they're the finest, most refined, most civil, right, to a point that it's almost nauseating sometimes, right, how sensitive we are to our enemies, to providing for our enemies. And yeah, we're still being, you know, lambasted on the world stage. The answer is, it's a reminder. Losikum lositer. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't necessarily take actions against the UN. That's not what I'm saying. But on a deep level, we have to understand, like the Chinuch writes, it's not them. It's Hashem reminding you constantly, Bini b'chor Yisrael. You must hold yourself to the highest standards. By everyone's standards. By the most absurd standard. Why? It's not fair. Hashem says, because you have to be the best. You have to know who you are. You're a ben melech. Not just stam, a prince to the creator of the world. Uvamakas b'choros nizgala zeh b'china shel ani. And Malchus Bechoros, that racious, that bechina of what? Ani Hashem v'lo acher. Right? The essential person was revealed. The essential Jew was revealed. Belishum levushim. Like my father wrote in the Or Gedaliah, he says, She'ani yotze. Ani is yotze. Mikol levushim. The essential you. That the kuzah shebaleir. That you say when you put on your tefillin. That please, as I tie my arm down, as I tie down the desires of the body, My actions, my movement, which is so much connected to my yadayim ideis. I'm tying down my arm and I'm davening to Hashem, please allow me to serve you the way that I truly feel in the depths of my heart. Next paragraph. How does a person come to live this way? How do I live amongst normal human beings and live like an abnormal, in a holy sense, human being? The way to do it is Zacharti lachesen nurayach, lechtech achray b'midbar b'eretz lo zeruah. Levatel atzmo lanhagas Kadosh Baruch Hu b'lishum kushyus bebitol atzum va'oz niskal bechinas ani v'reishus. How does a person come to live in such a godly way? Be mevatel yourself to Hashem, right? To not lose yourself and to not become like the people of the world who have all sorts of issues with Hashem. If I see myself as Hashem's son, you know, one of the saddest things in the world is when a child is embarrassed of a parent, or a parent is embarrassed of a child. That's very sad, because their kesher is a kesher atzmi. Right? So when you're embarrassed, when a child becomes embarrassed of a parent, you're being embarrassed of yourself. It's your own flesh and blood. To not recognize the automatic responsibility of parent to child and child to parent, to question that relationship, is a very sad thing. So therefore, says Rav Shor, how do I connect to the rishis? How do I connect to Hashem? Right? I have to be good with Hashem. I have to be comfortable with Hashem. I have to be comfortable being the prince of such a kingdom. But the whole world is sometimes laughing at the king. They say he's an old, foolish king. Right? He's no longer respected again. So do I stand by my father? Do I stand with the king? Do I carry myself the way that he wants me to carry myself? Or do I succumb to the world who laughs at the king, and I also laugh at the king, and I decide to start sitting with the chevra on the street corners, cracking bones, right, and having a good time? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maneg Abriel U'bli HaSeder Shel Abriel HaKamelech Poretz Geder B'li Tam V'Cheshbonus V'Az Adam Zoch L'Kol Yeshuas. When a Jew is mevatel himself to Hashem and he says, I'm going to act the way that my father wants me to act, even if the world doesn't get it. I'm going to act in a way that doesn't always make sense to the world. Right? The things that we're particular about, which express the Ginune Malchus, like he says, the protocol of the kingdom. The world might say, it's silly, what do you mean? Well, what are you doing? You're getting rid of your bread? What's with the bread? Right, what's that about? But again, what do you mean? This is how my father runs his kingdom, and I want to be a part of that kingdom. Ksiv, last three lines on page Samach. Ksiv, Rachuk Mirasham Yeshua, Kichukecha lo darshu. The Rishayim, as opposed to the Ben Chacham, who sits by his father's side and says, Tati, teach me. I want to be like you. I want to act like you. The Rasha, Rachuk Mirasham Yeshua, why? Because the chukim, they have an issue with the chukim. The Rav Shitzer says in the Zera Kodesh, maybe v'shem Aviv, harav HaKadosh Rav Mendel Milinsk. He brings from Rav Mendel Linsker. He says, she'ikir ha-yeshua ba mishmiras ha-chukim. When a person keeps a chok, that brings the greatest Yeshua. Rachuk mirashayim Yeshua, the Rasha is far away from what? From salvation. Because the Rasha always wants things on his term. He wants to be chashiv, he wants to be a noble in the way that the world holds a person to be a noble. Like I was half joking, but not joking at all the other day when I was talking about People Magazine. Right? What does it mean to be chashiv in the world stage? What does it mean to be part of the noble class? What does it mean to be a celebrity? A Jew doesn't walk down the street right now and feel that he's a celebrity simply because he doesn't break the bone when he eats a steak. A Jew doesn't feel like he's a celebrity when he's walking down the street and he's wearing proudly the badge of the king, like the Chavetz Chaim writes in Mishnah Berurah and Siman Ches Be'Hilchos Tzitzis, with your tzitzis flying in the wind, and you're thinking to yourself, ah, I'm wearing the badge of the king. And people are like, what's with those strings? And you feel uncomfortable, you don't know how to explain it. Right? But there's an element of chok, that a Jew who keeps chok is zochet to Yeshua. Because it means I stand by my father, and I'm never going to become the prince who's embarrassed of my father's kingdom. Even though a lot of people don't understand the decisions that my father makes. But my father's the king. And the king has his hanhaga, and I'm proud of that hanhaga. Ki ayedesha shorim chok, as a kadosh baruch hu misnahig imo b'derech chok b'li tam. The same way you stick to your father, and you cling to Avinu Shel Hashamayim and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm going to do those things which make a lot of sense. Again, many of the mitzvos, the example that we're using here, don't break the bones, right? We understand. We understand the person who eats like a mensch is a person who carries himself with a degree of dignity, right? That he doesn't mamish, you know, stick his face into the sandwich that he's eating or bury his face in a bowl of chillin. That he eats in a more refined fashion. I hate when I see. You know, sometimes you see this, and they don't know better, a little kid, right? You know, but let's say a little kid's having a birthday party, right? And they bring out a tray of donuts or whatever, right? And all the kids start like grabbing the donuts, right? Now you know the parents made a cheshbon here to make sure there's enough donuts for everyone. Everyone's gonna get a donut. It's not only little kids. I'm trying to be malam ischus, yeah, right? But like, it's okay. I was very upset. You know, I'm recording. I don't want to say it. I'm not going to say it. Fine. Okay. So to be a mensch. To be a mensch. No, I don't want to chas shalom speak badly about any particular group. But again, it's something that we all need to think about and to understand. And again, that's something that's logical. I remember I read Sirdan Bali Musar in that book that Rabbi Wein, or Beryl Wein, put out with, what's his name? The chief rabbi from South Africa? What's his name? No. Warren Goldstein, right? Warren Goldstein, is that his name? They wrote a book together called The Legacy. It's an English book. They were talking about the legacy of the Bali Musar. And I remember I saw in that book, I forget who it said it about. Maybe from someone from Tells, maybe. Maybe one of the Rosh Yeshiva from Tells. Someone came to America, and the first time he saw someone drinking soda out of a bottle without pouring it into a cup, he was like broken over it.
Bottle.
I don't know. A 40-ounce bottle of beer. I don't know. Like what he saw someone sipping on a street corner that day. But he was so misspelled from that. Who drinks like that? Get a cup. Be a mensch. Right? And again, I don't remember if it was. I think it was Dafka Jews. I think he saw Bachram drinking soda out of a bottle. And he said, like, where's like the? Now again. Most of us wouldn't think that's such a big deal, right? I try to be more particular about it since I read that story. To always, you know, when I buy a bottle of soda at lunch in the cafe, I always pour it in a cup. And I guess it's true. I guess that's a sensitivity that's could die to have. Now again, you might say, oh, that's the main thing I need to work on in my life. There's a lot of other things. Okay, it's not the main thing you need to work on in your life. But again, if you appreciate that you're part of the royal class, and again, that's something that's a sensitivity that we can become sensitive to and understand. What about all the other things Hashem asks us to do that are chok? And we said, I don't want to be a part of this kingdom anymore. Your kingdom's weird. People don't think your kingdom is serious. People don't think your kingdom is rational. And yet, we don't ask that question on our father. We're not like the Ben Rasha who comes to poke fun. See, the Chacham asks the same question as the Rasha at the Seder. Right? The Chacham says, what's going on here? But he's asking, what's this about? Tati, show me your unhagos. Show me how to live my life. Right? I don't need you to explain them per se. Nasa v'nishma. First I'm going to do them, and then nishma. You want to talk? You want to explain? Kvaldik. The Rasha, everyone, he's saying, can you explain this logically? Can you explain this rationally? Oh, you can't? Oh, so this is silly. Oh, so this is stupid. So this is old-fashioned. Right? And therefore, rachuk mirasham Yeshua, because they don't want to know what the chok is about. They don't really want to know what the chok is. They come to poke fun. So says Rav Mendel Linsker, the father of the Zera Kodesh, with this we'll conclude that the Yeshua comes from a Jew who sticks to the chok. That's why by Pesach you find a Lashon of chok. Right? By the Karban Pesach, it's Chukas Olam. Which is why, according to some Midrashim, the same way that Purim is forever, Pesach is also in a certain way forever. We can't go into that now because we have the Mishnah Brachos, right? Lehevi Limos Mashiach, not Lehevi Limos Mashiach, will be Iker, will be Tafel, will it remain. The bottom line is, there's a strong element of Chok by Pesach. There's a strong element of Chok, in a sense, as opposed to Mishpat, by Karban Pesach, and by Pesach Bechlal, the Yom Tov of Pesach. Ki Ayedesha Shorim Chok, as a Kodesh Baruch B'Sdai Gimo B'Derech Chok B'Li Tam. You go above and beyond for me, Hashem says, I'll go above and beyond for you. I'll go above and beyond for you. And I'll get you out of the gullus, even if you're not worthy. V'zeu Anhaga Zu, sorry, V'zehu Anhaga Zu Shal Reishas. This is the Anhaga of Reishas. Of saying, I'm going to hold myself to the highest standards, and I'm not gonna allow myself to slip down into that cynical questioning type of person who laughs at your kingdom. We say to the Rasha, Ilu Hayasham, Nebuch Lohay Nigal. Had you been a Mitzvah, you would have made out of Mitzvah. You would have had too many questions. You would have said that the practices were too controversial, were too, right? I heard a beautiful insight from Rav Eitan Feiner. With this, I'll really conclude. It says that what? Why is Shabbos a Gadol called Shabbos a Gadol? So the Torah brings, one of the reasons is because it was the Shabbos that they took the Mitzri gods, and the Mitzri said, whoa, what are you doing with our sheep? And they said, oh, your sheep? We're tying them to our bedposts. Why are you tying our sheep to your bedpost? Oh, because we're going to slaughter them in 4 days from now. And if you look at the lashon that's brought, in the Torah is that what? Is that the Mitzrim, when they heard that response, it blunted their teeth. It blunted their teeth. Right? Hakeyas Shinov. Because they knew they couldn't do anything to the Jews at this point. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection was that much was clear, right? But they were like grinding their teeth with rage, as angry as they were. So I heard from Rabbi Eitan Feiner, that's the pshat, Hakeyas Shinov, by the Rasha. Hakeyas Shinov, we say to the Rasha, look what chevra you're part of. You're part of the chevra, the Jews who did something totally insane. They took the Mitzri God and they tied it to their bedpost and then they slaughtered it. And if you look in the Chizkuni, like I told you once before, they roasted in a public Dafka Bein Arbaim when the Mitzvah were coming back from their jobs and they saw their gods roasting in the streets and the smell of roasting is Dafka stronger than cooking, and it was Dafka at the time when they're all going to see it. The Jews were mamish in your face slaughtering and roasting the gods of the Egyptians. And the Ben Rosh says, you're crazy, I'm not doing that. And we say to him, Hakei Hashinov, you're exactly like the Mitzvah, whose teeth were blunted by this act. And Eloi Hashem Lo Yanigo. You had sunk into that world of Mitzrayim. You weren't proud of our father anymore. You weren't proud to be a Ben Melech anymore. Rachmana Litzlan, Rachuk Mi Yeshuasi, a person who has such an attitude. So Mirtz Hashem. Mirtz Hashem. It's a very hard avodah. In a world where Hashem is constantly, where our father, where the kingdom is constantly under attack. To be proud Jews, on a very bein adam la'atzma olam hazeh, very practical fashion, are those things which we know how to act like a mensch. Be a mensch. Ah, but the world doesn't think drinking out of a soda bottle is a big deal. But we do, because we're Klal Yisrael. But more than that, this idea of not being embarrassed of the chukim, and to stick with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to ask the questions, but always asking the questions after I've already said, I don't want you to think I'm asking because I'm embarrassed. Because I need to explain to my friends in the street who think that you're silly and don't make sense. But I'm proud of you. And I'm asking because I'm curious. I really want to know. I want to understand. I want to be able to carry this on and be the melech. Be the melech that I'm supposed to be. Okay, shkach. Shmil tzvi.
Yeah, so maybe it's just me, but like, I find that like, first part of the sharing, you talk a lot about going through your own tunnel, right, and finding your own path, right. I feel like, at least for me, I don't know, it's very hard to find that balance between, you know, you're looking for your own self and like discovering like who you are, right, but at the same time, like, you're also really trying to make sure that it's within like not just the confines of halacha, but I guess more like, all right, like, this is what, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what, like, Hashem wants me to be doing, or, like, you're asking Here we're talking about how, like, we're B'nai Melech, right? So that we want to, like, always be...
Protocol of the king.
Yeah. So, like, it's very hard, it's very easy to lose sight of that when you're like, okay, you're looking, you're searching for self, and, like, even though you're saying, like, right, like, you're figuring out, like, who you are, that, like Hashem created you, like, so, like, you want to figure out, like, what it is that Hashem created, you know? But at the same time, like, you can get, like, so easily caught up in that, that, like, you lose sight of, I guess, like, that, like, you're a Ben Miller.
Again, now you're balancing what? You're balancing the chok aspect of do the following things.
Like do this, this, and that, but then also figure out like who it is. I guess it's like this. Like,
how do you figure out your? Yeah.
Like you have like halacha, right? You have like, I mean, the halacha is very.
That's the point. The halacha is giving us the framework. Because again, I don't know if Hashem doesn't give me the protocol, if He doesn't tell me what the hanhagos are in the kingdom, then I don't know where to start. But of course, at the same time, the prince has to on the one hand be very true to his father, and the prince also has to establish himself when he becomes melech, in the sense that if people want to take him seriously, he has to show that he can exert himself. Remember that maisa I told you once? Who was it? Was it the Rishner? The Rishner's father? Maybe it was the Rishner's father? Shalom Shachna? I don't remember who it was. Someone said, you know, your hanhaga is so different than your father. Maybe I said to the Rishner, your hanhaga is so different than your father. Right? So he said, no, my hanhaga is exactly the same as my father. He said, "Man, he said, what are you talking about? Everything you do is totally different. Your whole, you know, Rabbi Shakur is run totally like a totally different hanhaga. Right? The Rishner had a very unique hanhaga. Maybe it was the Rishner. So he said, no, my hanhaga is exactly the same as my father. My father was a yachid, and he did exactly what he was supposed to do, and I'm a yachid, and I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do. So my hanhaga is exactly the same as my father. So you know, so when we say, you know, a person has to ask himself, when am I going to be like the Avos? When am I going to be like the Avos? Am I going to be like the Avos? So we said one time from Michal Zlatshuver that's what it means. When am I going to... Masai yigil maisai lemaisai avosai. Just like the Avos, each one of them had a chiddush in his avoda. Avram was chesed, Yisrael was gura, and Yaakov was tiferes. Yeah? So too. Be like the Avos means you have to also go out and have a chiddush. But again, at the same time, the pashup shot in that Maimar Chazal is, when am I going to be like the Avos? I want to be them. So that balance of being true to the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael and finding my self-expression is the balance.
I guess, like, I think I can have to make a question, but it's like, for us, I'd say, like, Bachman, like it is, like, 1 to 2 years out of Israel.